Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Open line on kaya959.
Whatever you want to discuss, let's go with it.
Sizwe, tell us something as a whole nation. Is it allowed foreigners to open up a political party in a foreign country? Because now I video learning is sende izolo kukhaya FM. This are the Mozambican nation. They open up a political party. La ekaslame katlo emaphara. So I don't know with this thing, is it allowed now or not? Ngoba lento le sibona e South Africa mfethu, it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable as if like we are a lawless country whereby everyone will come from foreign country as in the. So, advice, is it allowed now? Or this thing is illegal? Or it's legal?
Yes, it is allowed. So, here's the thing, right? There's, a political party in itself is nothing. Now you can open up a political party. Floyd's got a political party. It means nothing, right? What's important is you need to get the mandate from the people. People must then vote for you. So, now you got to ask yourself, if you are a foreign national, what is it that you think you'll do to amass critical votes? So a point that you either go to parliament or you become maybe, I don't know, a ward councillor or anything like that. You see? Because the people who are also foreign nationals aren't allowed to vote. So only South African citizens are able to vote. So now, what's going to happen? But you can open up the party. No problem. Open your thing.
I wanted to find out, as you used to have this thing on the radio that shows what song is playing, what show it's playing. I no longer see it on my radio, Manglalede. What happened, guys? Nisuselen or no mamhlampi imoto yami malfunction. But it was so nice. Ubona ukuthi kudlalani and who's on air. Please bring it back.
Okay. I will speak to the guy as a technical. In fact, one of the guys, the technical Nizam, is listening right now. So if indeed it is correct that thing is no longer there, I don't know. I mean, I'm not obviously in the car now, but if it has been taken off, he'll be able to give us a reason why. I do remember overhearing a conversation where they felt like our display was too cluttered. So maybe that's the reason why they took it off. I don't know, but thank you for that. I'll keep that voice notes and I'll send it to him.
On open line, I'd like to find out, what are we getting from China, like the deal from China? I see a lot of cars are being launched in South Africa. I think we once spoke about this with Google. But China kule delay in esiyitholayo, like nje ungisiexplainele nje just that part.
Well, you get goods that are affordable. So you see when people speak about, for example, Temu or what's another one?
Shein.
Yeah, Shein. You're only able to get those goods because China manufactures them at a low price to a point where they can export them at a low price and they land in the country at a lower price. Without China's expertise in manufacturing, technology, and otherwise, life would be very, very difficult. Now, you can choose not to buy Chinese goods. That's up to you. Nobody's forcing you to. But the Chinese are doing things here. Even the Chinese cars. We speak day in and day out about how German vehicles will cost you like 4 million rand a piece. Chinese car, 800,000. Same technology. Which are you going to go with?
So what I want to understand is that for Play-Doh, we can't participate because our kids are 13. And they don't have the energy to send messages. All right, guys, I want to be Play. Please, can you include me in this one? I absolutely love this character. It's Dory from Finding Nemo. And I love that song. Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming, just keep swimming, swimming, swimming. That's what we do. We swim, 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 swim. Ha, 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 ha.
That is funny. Well, so here's the thing, right? It's not that you can't participate in Play-Doh, but when I created Play-Doh, I literally only had the kids in mind. And as you've heard, we get a lot of voice notes. And I've got to prioritize all of them before the top of the hour. Sometimes we'll be late for news because I don't want to skip any because the babies will be upset. So now when you get a voice note from an adult, we don't prioritize that. And we get a lot sometimes. We won't play them because nah.
Morning team. For the open line, man, I'd just like to find out what's your take on this testimony by KP Lugutai, Lumpe Milope, which chief of staff went on a boys trip to Mkhonazi. Mina, my take is Mkhonazi boys trip. What's your take?
Okay, I have no idea. I didn't even hear the testimony. So I haven't been watching the Madlanga Commission. I've been busy with other things. But if you give me more details, then I can tell you what my personal opinion is. I just don't want to give you an opinion on something I'm uninformed on.
Friday open line question. How do I make my credit card work for my business, especially in terms of building that financial profile and possibly claiming from SARS in terms of spending from my credit card for the business?
Okay. So whether or not you're spending cash or via your credit card, for SARS it'll be the same. But here's where it gets interesting. A credit card will give you up to 55 days interest-free money, provided you don't make any cash withdrawals or you don't make any cash transactions. So, for example, you need to know what your statement date is. Let's say your statement date is 16th of every month. If you go on the 17th of every month and you swipe for your limit, and then when your statement closes 30 days later, you've got another 25 days, sorry, in order to pay for whatever it is you're paying for. That's a 55 days interest-free credit. Now, the interest-free credits only comes in if you pay whatever it is you used in full.
Mm-hmm.
And you also don't make any cash withdrawals. If you make a cash withdrawal, then they charge you interest first day. Mm-hmm. And if you don't pay in full, then they backdate the interest and they charge you as well. So that's a good way for you to earn 55 days rolling, literally, throughout the year, interest-free. You save a lot of money. But you got to know the technicalities of it, right?
Today in Open Line, I want to ask you something. Sizwe, in Limpopo, there was an accident, a bus accident. Né? So they showed us tablets and everything. So, like, what do you think about that, man? Like, is it allowed for foreigners to take our pills or tablets to go to another country and everything? And then, like, what do you say? Like, do we allow them to go to our hospital, to go to our clinics and whatever? And one thing else, can I please have a Christmas gift from you, Sizwe? Thank you.
Christmas gift, D. How you go? We'll see. Maybe we'll have a Christmas show. Maybe. Anyway, as far as...
Sorry.
Yeah.
We? Did you say we?
You see now, they're taking away from your gift. Oh, boy. So, right? In South Africa, it doesn't matter whether you're a citizen or not. You do get access to free healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you go to a hospital and they've given you, I guess, medication, nobody's going to stop you from taking the medication where you need to take it.
True.
Just like now, if you went to go buy anything from anywhere, if you flew out the country with it, nobody's going to stop you because it's yours rightfully at that time. Now, if you're saying that people were smuggling the medication out the country, that's something else altogether. But if they got it via prescription, that is within the confines of the law.
Hey, Mshizwan, what is happening with Palestine? I mean, why are these guys not applying for asylum? I mean, we know there are hardships. So what is happening there? Please explain.
Well, I mean, again, I think the asylum seekers that we saw coming through last night left under duress. And so they came to South Africa because they thought they'd be welcomed and received. But obviously the documentation wasn't proper. And they didn't have any kind of accommodation before Gift of the Givers stepped in. So thank goodness when Gift of the Givers then intervened and they said, okay, no, it's fine. We will accommodate these people. Then they allowed them into a country. Because you can't just allow people into a country. You might as well say, who's going to take care of them, etc. and so on. About 20-something of them went on to other countries. I don't know where they went exactly, but they obviously then transferred from South Africa to other countries, which is fine. We know what's happening, obviously, between Israel and Palestine. And we know, for example, that the people in Palestine are heavily oppressed. So, you know, when bombs are dropping, sometimes you've got to go seek refuge elsewhere. And I think they thought of South Africa, because we stood for them, for example, when it came to The Hague. We even brought charges against Israel. So they thought maybe they'd be welcome here. I'm assuming that was their reasoning.
Mina, I want to know, as if Gilonge last week and this week, so Friday, namhlanje, kaneng mameli kaya FM. Ekhaya ikona DSTV endlini, but they're listening or watching a TV. But then, labe ngikhona eRumeni, ngiyengazama ukungena ku-SABC angazi noma uyayibona khona lento the app ethi SABC iveza wonke ama-radio but i-KF M ayikho when you bathi ma uyisearch uyayithola but ayidlali i-KF M is it not part of SABC kanti akhona wonke ama-radio abogwalagwala nabontonto nabo metro futhi imetro yeyokuqala but i-KF M ayikho I was so hurt kanjani I didn't listen to anything this week. In fact, inhliziyo yami ibuhlungu kabi.
Sorry. No, we are not part of SABC. We are an independent station. We've always been from 1997, actually. So if you want to listen to us, we've got a Kaya app that you can download. You can listen to us via our website, which is kaya959.co.za. Or you must get Radio Garden. Radio Garden has all the radio stations. There you'll be able to hear us freely. But yeah, if you get an SABC app, you're not going to hear us there, unfortunately. So it is what it is.
Bengibuza la mfitla ku open line ukuthi if uke waspanel company company yavalwa waba able to claim your provident fund and then you quickly get another job does EYF from the previous company because we claimanga does it continue ikhula kule company le enye oyijoinile na
yeah it should so obviously, Bella, it depends. Uti labantu that you used to work with previously, if they transferred over your details, etc., and so on, and if things are in order. Because the UIF contribution is supposed to come from the employer. What usually happens, though, people find later on in their time of need that the employer wasn't contributing to UIF. Then you'd have a problem. But if everything was in order there, then yes, you've got no issue. Mali, somebody has got a question for you on the open line.
Tinangwe. Rekopa kekeni mbali explain the levels. This yellow levels. Yellow level 2, yellow level 4, yellow level 1. Every time rain is coming, there's yellow level whatever, but the public, we don't even know. Level 2 mina yini. At least the lockdown better stage 3, 3 hours. Stage 4, 5 hours, 8 hours. So level 2, level 4, what does it mean when it comes to rain?
Look, they've got a point. We were actually talking about this yesterday in the newsroom that we need somebody to explain, particularly to the listeners. But it basically deals with the severity of the weather when it comes to the rain. So depending on the kind of flooding, if I can put it in that way, that we can expect, that you should have some sort of warning that you can expect that there may be flooding. The severity of it then depends on the kind of level we are at. But we think we need a meteorologist to come and explain.
Okay.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.